3. A blackout bottom. While I was panicking in Kmart, Dave's interviews at the company were going well. The next day, we drove around Colorado Springs to look at houses. We both fell in love with the first one we saw, which we'd gotten out of the car to look at through the windows. Dave loved the location, an old-fashioned neighborhood set among huge shade trees where most of the houses were built in the 1890s. I loved the house's location, too, once I got online and saw it was near not just one, but 3 liquor stores. Maybe this could work. And who knew? Maybe it could be a good thing for me. What if the high elevation helped me to drink less? What if the claustrophobia of our tiny Central Oregon town was the real cause of my need to consume bathtubs of Chardonnay? We moved to Colorado Springs in early November 2006. At first, I felt hopeful. I loved the view of Pikes Peak, and Dave and I often reminded each other how grateful we should be to move from one mountain paradise to another. But this paradise, I quickly realized, was an illusion. Not because of God's handiwork, but because He lets people like me loose in it. After only a few months, I noticed I was drinking even more, not less, and something about it felt worse, not better. Having hoped to make a fresh start, it was somehow even more devastating to find myself painting this fresh, white canvas with the same black colors of alcohol, secrecy, and lies. But it was worse than that, too. Before we moved, I'd begun to experience regular blackouts. At the time, I didn't even know this term. I understood passing out because I did it nightly. It was the reason I usually got in my jammies and went to bed earlier than Dave. I didn't want him to find me clothed, unconscious, and somewhere other than the bed, making it obvious I hadn't intentionally fallen asleep. Blackouts were different. A blackout meant that I would get so drunk at night that even though I appeared conscious and functional, I'd wake up the following morning unable to recall events from the previous evening. Sometimes I could remember bits and pieces. Other times, I could watch a movie.